Let us read from God's holy word from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree fall toward the south, or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. That thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. Even so, thou knowest not the works of God, who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years, and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Not only did the Lord give to dear Solomon wonderful wisdom, but he gave to him a gracious understanding in all things. And here, not only that, but he was able to observe the wonderful works of God and his dealings with man upon the earth. And we find it so here. He says, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. And what encouragement that is to many of the Lord's servants and those that teach in the Sabbath schools. Casting the word forth as bread, but here he has promised that thou shalt find it after many days. There will be, you say, that prophet in the Lord's time. And that's a wonderful thing, you know. The Lord will prosper his word, and he will prosper the souls that truly seek for the application of it. And this is just a few things I want to name here. He observes wonderfully how the Lord has provided the clouds for the rain, and how they empty themselves upon the earth. You see, every cloud, whether it possesses rain or bears rain or not, is all in the Lord's hand. And when the earth needs watering, he will water it. Solomon wonderfully views this. But to bring it home closer, he knows when to water the souls of his dear people. We read in the book of Jeremiah, the prophecy of Jeremiah, that beautiful word, thy soul shall be as a watered garden. And the Lord promised those dear children of Israel that have been in Babylonish captivity for all those years, that the day would come when the Lord would bring them out and their very soul would be as a watered garden, refreshed, revived, and bringing forth fruit in God's time. And you know, when the Lord wonderfully brought them out, that's exactly what took place. It was a time of godly prosperity. But in that same third verse was a very searching word, really. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. And I remember some years ago the death of one distant relative of mine. You know, when she died, it seemed so solemn to me where she fell. You see, like when a tree is blown down or cut down, it will fall in a certain direction. Oh, it will. And often it falls in the way it is leaning. And you know, when this word came, this was quite searching to me. I thought, well, where are we leaning? It's a wonderful thing if we are leaning upon a precious Jesus, because when the hour of death comes, we shall fall into his arms, into his blessed hands. An eternal bliss will be our portion. But you think how solemn it'll be if we are leaning upon our own flesh. The wise man in Proverbs, didn't he, said, trust in the Lord and lean not to thine own understanding. And how easy it is for us to lean to self or lean upon man. Well, you think when the hour of death comes and we are leaning in that direction, what a solemn issue it'll be. And then of those that are leaning toward the world or to light things in religion, oh, in the hour of death, what'll be the issue? As the tree, it says, and if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, the place where the tree falleth, there it shall burn. And you think how solemn when we come to the end, the tree of our life will fall. And you think how solemn it will be if we are not found leaning upon a precious Christ, leaning toward him and toward his dear people. You think of dear Ruth, you know, when the Lord brought her out of Moab, and it was so clear, wasn't it? All she wanted to be was among the Lord's dear children. That's where her heart was. That's where she leaned. But above everything, she, and it's a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus, Boaz was to her. She had to fall into his arms. But think of the solemn issue of Orpah. Ruth is beautiful, but Orpah, she leaned to Moab, to all the gods there, to all the wickedness there, to all the sin, to all the idolatry. And oh, how solemn to die in such a condition. And it says, doesn't it, there it shall be. And you know, I thought how solemn that was. There it shall be. And you think of your soul and mine tonight. Oh, to be found leaning on a precious Jesus. It's like the hymn writer said, isn't it? On her beloved Lord she leans. But then, what about this sowing? How do we sow? In the morning sow thy seed. And in the evening, withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whither shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. And oh, that we may be sowing to the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are brought to truly sow, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. And may we be real sowers in fervent prayer, whether it be in the morning, whether it be in the evening, whether it be any part of the day. And then we think of he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Oh, that there may be that real harvest time in our souls. You see, harvest is a wonderful season, yet it's a very searching season. But there must be first the seed time for there to be a harvest. You know, when the great flood subsided from the earth, the Lord spoke to Noah, didn't he? And one of the things he said, a promise to him and to all races after him, generations to follow, seed time and harvest. And where there's a seed time, there must be a harvest. If there's no seed time, there'll never be a harvest. But he hadn't told us what sort of harvest it'll be, has he? But there will be a harvest. Now, just briefly, think of it in our souls. A gathering in of the blessing. The tokens of his love. The sips from Bethlehem's well. It's a time of gathering in harvest. But too, it is a searching time because it's a time of separation. And what a solemn thing if we only sow to the flesh. Shall of the flesh, he said, reap corruption. But they that sow to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And there are many things we could say here, but just think of that beautiful word in the 9th verse, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thine heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that in that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. There is that solemn time of judgment. And oh, that we may be found right in his sight when we come to die and stand before the judgment seat of Christ to hear that blessed tidings, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. But what a solemn thing if the Lord were to say to us, depart from me, I never knew you. Whenever I read that word, and one thinks back to when I was a little boy, and it was a tremendous thunderstorm, and my mother used to walk about 6 miles to my grandmother's house with my sisters in the pram, and the storm arose, and we stood under a great oak tree, and you know, while we was under it, I was ever so frightened as a little boy, because of the thunder and the lightning and the rain. And I always remember my mother said to me about what she read in a little gleaner of a little boy that stood under the oak tree. And as he stood under there in this tremendous thunderstorm, the tree was struck. And a piece of the wood flew off the tree and nearly killed the little boy. But the Lord spoke to him this word in the closing of this verse. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. And you know, that was the means at the Lord's hand of bringing that little boy into great concern about his never-dying soul. And I always think back, you know, to that. And may the Lord bring us each into great concern regarding our never-dying souls. Because time is short. We're living, no doubt, in the last days, and may we be amongst those that were ready, waiting for his coming. Well, may the Lord bless these few rambling remarks.